I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. I am your host, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. I feel like I've been somewhat professional lately, but you know, let's not ruin things. Let's not tempt fate. I am back. I'm Harry-less again this week. Unfortunately, she is still very busy adopting new puppies. You may have seen new puppy pod fan member Ronnie on our Instagram. I've yet to meet him. I'm very excited to do so. What I do have with me today is not a puppy, but a very loud cat, Anderson Cooper. So I apologize in advance because he's definitely going to get quite gobby. It's almost his dinner time, and yep, there we go. He heard the D word, and he would like you all to know about it. Today's episode, I am very pleased to say, guest stars, I'm not even gonna say guest host, guest stars, one of my favorite people in LA. It is Brianna Wheeler from Facile. Now, Brianna is a nurse practitioner. Brianna is the first person I ever allowed to put a needle, actually the only person who has ever put a needle in my lips. Brianna is an incredible nurse practitioner, an incredible provider of aesthetic treatments. As I said, she's a nurse practitioner, so she is extremely qualified and extremely brilliant at what she does. And she will be here in the main feature today to chat us through some of her favorite treatments, demystify a bunch of stuff that I'm sure you would have heard of or you have seen people talking about on the tinternets and possibly not fully understood what it is. So she's going to talk you through Kybella. She's going to talk you through microneedling. She's going to talk you through her favorite acne treatments. She's going to explain the difference between Botox and Dysport. She is going to tell you all the things that I can't really tell you, because while I enjoy watching these people get these things done on the internet, I don't do them myself. She does. She's brilliant. I love her very much. And I'm very grateful that she made herself available to us to explain these things to us. Also, she, in the theme of amazing dogs, she has the most adorable dog ever. I think he might be the cutest dog I've ever seen. His name is Hank. He is a big fluffy bundle of joy. He did bark a couple of times during the interview, but I'm pretty sure once I had messed with the editing, you can barely hear him. And honestly, you probably should be able to hear him more because he's so wonderful. I'm thinking that Hank should have his own podcast. But that's the main feature. We haven't got to that yet. We are still on, you guessed it, new news. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a bit bonkers. This is the mid period. So the spring ranges are mostly out now and we're waiting for summer, but it's still weird to say we're waiting for summer launches because it's February and it's just February and that just feels weird. But I say that and yet here are a bunch of things to talk about. The first thing I want to tell you about is a skincare launch. I was actually really excited when I saw this. It is a new product from our friends at Biossance, which is now available in the UK. Yay! Fill your boots, England. Get on Cult Beauty. Order your Biossance. I'm so pleased that it's finally there. As you know, I have so many favorites from this brand. The vitamin C oil, I am obsessed with. The lip balm, I'm obsessed with. The eye gel, obsessed. It's a fantastic brand and run by really brilliant people who want to do really brilliant things. So their new launch is the Biossance Squalane Lactic Acid Resurfacing Night Serum. It is a 10% lactic acid serum in here, which is nice. It's vegan lactic acid, so because a lot of lactic acid comes from, is derived from milk, and this obviously is vegan, so not so much. And it's clinically proven to exfoliate skin overnight and reveal dramatically smoother, softer, luminous skin in the morning. We like that. We like that a lot. Obviously, also includes their hero ingredient squalane, and it's also got clover in there. You don't hear a lot about clover. I could stand to hear more about clover. So I think the first product people are going to compare this to by ingredient and also even packaging a little bit, it's not dissimilar in its packaging, is the Sunday Riley Good Genes serum, which both Harry and I have loved in the past. I don't currently have it. I haven't been using it in a while. I'm not sure if she still is, but I have loved it and did really enjoy using it. This, I have only been using it for a week, so I can't say how it will go on forever and ever and ever, because it's only been a week, but I've gotta say, I really like it. It's really nice. It feels lighter than Good Genes. It's not nearly as tingling. And, you know, either you like that tingling because you're like, yay, it's working, or you're like, boo, it's irritating, but it doesn't tingle, and Good Genes always made my skin tingle. This doesn't, but it does make it really glowy the next morning. I do need to put moisturizer over the top of it. It's not hydrating enough on its own, but you know, it's not pretending to be. It is an exfoliating serum, and it does say follow with moisturizer if needed. And I did need, but I really like it. It's $62 in the US, which is not free, obviously, but it's still more on the affordable side of these resurfacing night serums that are out there. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. So if you are looking for an alternative to a Good Genes type product, this is definitely one to keep an eye on and to consider, because I just really love Biossence. I think they are a brand that I'm very keen to see whatever they do. And this was a pleasant addition to their range as far as I'm concerned. So yay for the Biossence Squalane and 10% Lactic Acid Resurfacing Night Serum. Never forget to use your SPFs if you're using an exfoliating night serum. Got to use your SPFs the next day. You should be using it every day anyway. Don't make me come after you. Don't make me do it, because I'll do it. I'll be around your house spraying you with SPF. Possibly the Kate Somerville spray, because I think that one's good. Anyway, lots more to go on. Lots more new news. A couple of new launches from Natasha Denona. A lot of Natasha Denona lately. And this is something that all of our Facebook group has been going crazy for. It is the Love Palette and the Love Glow and Cheek Palette. The Love Glow Cheek, not Glow and Cheek. The Glow Cheek Palette. The Love Palette, I think, looks really nice. It's $65. It is some full coverage masks. 15 shades, I believe, in the palette. So it's sort of a medium-sized Natasha Denona palette for $65. That's pretty good. It's very pink. Pink is not especially my jam. I don't think it's especially new that we're seeing anything in here, but I think it's really pretty. It's obviously Valentine's Day inclined, and it's pink, and it's called the Love Palette. And if you're looking for a treat yourself gift to self, I think, you know, that's a great one. What I am really interested in is the Love Glow Cheek Palette. So I bought one of the large format Natasha Denona cheek palettes a couple of years ago, immediately got horrifying buyer's remorse, was like, what have I done? This was the most expensive cheek thing I've ever bought. And then used it endlessly. Absolutely love it. I love her formula. I love the glowiness. I love a sparkly brush. I'm sorry, I am as a God made me, and God made me, actually, we don't need to get into religion, do we, Anderson? Anderson says no, but I love a sparkly blush, and I am as I am, and I really, really like this formula, and these colours look really pretty to me, and there is a highlighter in there, a cream blush, so there's the Super Glow, which is a bright coral champagne powder, there is the Glow Cream Base, which is a nude coral peach, that is the cream, there is a Diamond Powder, which is a light pink with champagne sparks, and a Glow Impact Powder, which is warm champagne. I just think it looks really, really pretty. It's $55, and I'm dangerously close to purchasing it. Anderson Cooper is dangerously close to getting a telling off. Do you need to be eating that plastic bag? Does anyone else's cat like licking plastic bags? It's weird. He's into it. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't love it. But I do love that cheek palette, and I do worry that it could end up being a gift to self. And I say worry, what I actually mean is it's already in my Sephora cart. Another cheek product that has just been launched, and actually this I am obsessed with. It is from MAC. It is the Glow Play Blush. It's an innovative bouncy blush, it says. People have done bouncy blushes before. Cushiony texture, pinch of foolproof sheer to medium buildable colour. I can't speak today. Guys, it's so good. It's so good. Now, it's $30. And at first I was like, that's a lot. because it's clear plastic packaging, kind of could look a bit cheap, I'm not sure, but if it's a pro product, it's great because you can see exactly what it is. However it is in your kit, you can see it, you can pick it up, you know what it is. But at first I was like, but it's just the Maybelline Dream Bounce blush, why would I pay $30 for this? But then I started using them, and oh my, if I'm not completely obsessed. So there are 11 shades, I believe, all together. And they are, you can get some really beautiful nude natural brownie shades. There's some peachy shades, some coral shades. There's some redder shades, some warmer shades. There is an absolutely stunning lavender pink called Totally Synced that I have been living and dying in. It is absolutely gorgeous. It looks, at first glance, you're like, that's weird. Why would I put lavender on my face? But it's actually the most beautiful, beautiful shade on fair skins. And I have been wearing it endlessly since I got it. They're so stunning. They're so stunning. I tried with the brush. I tried with a beauty blender. The best way to apply them is fingers. Absolutely 100%, definitely fingers. You get more of color. If you use a brush or a beauty blender, it's going to be very sheer. But you can build it up faster with fingers. And I like that it's sheer. I like a cream blush to be sheer. I don't want it to be so pigmented that it's too hard to work with. But honestly, it's really, 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 really pretty. And this is one of my favorite launches from MAC in a long time. I hope that these are forever and ever, because I don't want them to go away. I really love them. And I would love to actually see cream contours in the same formula. I mean, I feel like I could probably get away with using like the So Natural brownie colored shades as a contour, but I would love to see some really cool toned ashy shaded contours in this, and some deeper darker contours, because they're just so pretty. But yeah, there's such a wide range of shades. I think it would work on all skin tones, all skin textures. I just really love it. It's very forgiving and perfect in time for spring. Really love it. Another new launch that is coming your way, it's from Too Faced. I feel like we don't talk about Too Faced a lot, because normally they're just up to shenanigans, and I've not got a lot of time for shenanigans, or they're just bringing out really cheesy, kitschy products that I don't love. But they've actually had a couple of products that I've enjoyed lately, and this one I'm pretty into. It's an addition to the Born This Way family, and it's a light highlighting palette. So it's three shades in one palette. You get three shades in a compact. There's an illuminating pressed powder, and it's like there's three finishes in each palette. So there's one that's sort of just illuminating, and then the two on each end. It's very confusing to explain. So it's like an oval. Imagine it's an oval separated into three sections. The center section is your soft lighting powder. I don't want to say it's knocking off hourglass, but it's 100% knocking off hourglass. So you've got like your light highlighting palette is what they're called. I mean, you've even got light in the name, lads. But anyway, you've got your soft focus powder in the center, and then the two ends of the oval, the two segments at the end, are more glowing highlighting powders of varying strengths of glow. There's a bunch of different shades, so it works for different skin tones. And yeah, I mean, I'm curious about it because it does look very pretty. So you have the soft focus powder in the middle, glow on one end, dazzle on the other. That's what I was missing, the dazzle. So you can either be soft focus, dazzling, or glowing. It looks very, very pretty. I am curious. I think it's really interesting to watch Too Faced develop since they were bought out by Estee Lauder. They obviously launched into skincare now, and then they're really pushing the Born This Way foundation side of things, or complexion side of things, I should say, because they have the foundation, they have the concealer, now we have these powders. There's also an eyeshadow palette coming. They introduced a couple of new shades of lip injection lip gloss recently, which I actually really like. I like that gloss, so that was interesting. But yeah, interesting to see which way they're going to go and how they will continue to grow. I'm curious. Color me curious. If you are curious about other products that Full Coverage has enjoyed. Da, 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 da. This is really exciting. So, you know, every year we go to the Indie Beauty Expo in LA. There's also an Indie Beauty Expo in New York, in London, in Berlin. It's growing all the time. I interviewed Jillian from IBE last year. Loved her completely and really love what Indie Beauty Expo does, which is to create a showcase for independent beauty brands. Who wouldn't love that? And there's even more reason to love it this year, because we are working with IBE. I say working, I'm playing. They're working. So IBE have put together an initiative called Ontui, which is O-N-T-U-W-I, which is it enables influencers and creators, of which we allegedly are one, to create a curated boutique stocking products from independent beauty brands. Now, I love this because I think one of the things about indie brands is they can be very difficult to find. If you are not in New York near a Shen Beauty, if you are not in LA near a Detox Market, if you are not in London where you have access to smaller boutiques that would be selling and stocking and investing in indie brands, they can be quite hard to find. So what I love about this was we were given an opportunity to test out 30 or 40 products, I want to say, from various independent beauty brands, and asked to choose the ones that we really, really loved and put them in a boutique. We could have chosen all of them, but I'm not a monster. I wouldn't do that to you. And also, I wouldn't ever put the Full Coverage name on something that we didn't fully stand behind. So I think I ended up choosing, I want to say, like 11 products that I just really loved and genuinely have been using myself. And you can find those on the Ontui website. The link will be in our show notes, and it's also on our Instagram page right now. So you can find it there. And I'm just going to pull out a couple of the products that I really, really loved. There is a serum from Graydon Skincare, which is Spenny. I'm going to say ahead of time, it's $87, but I really, really love it. It's genuinely brilliant. There's a brand called Pop Mask. This might be my favorite. So I went to IBE, I went to Indie Beauty Expo last week, and ended up just talking the ear off the lady that runs Pop Mask because she was English and I was so delighted. But what it is an eye mask that warms up. It uses that dry mask technology that it warms, like, you know, warming pads that you would stick on yourself. If you've ever had cramps in your entire life and you put a warming pad on and you know it's the greatest sensation of all time, this is that same technology in an eye mask. And you put it on and it's centered, and you put it on, you hook it over your eyes and put the eye mask on, and you're gone. You're just chilled out. You're so relaxed. The first time I used it, I was not that relaxed because the cats were so curious about what it was on my face that was warm. They just came and laid on my face, and that was a bit off-putting. But I've learned if I shut the door, it's so relaxing and I love it so much. And also, I'm a massive geek for a gimmick, and this is a massive gimmick, so I love it. And you get 5 masks in a kit, and just a huge fan. There's also 2 amazing eyeshadow palettes that we chose from Ace Beauté. You can see videos of me using those on our Instagram, but there's the Flare palette and the Quintessential palette. I think the Quintessential palette is my favorite, but it will be really hard to choose, probably. And then there's also 2 other things that are really worth flagging up. Loads and loads of people contact us all the time. I think it's such a big thing that's front of mind for so many of us as to how to be more renewable, how to do away with single-use products. So we chose the Daily Bio Cotton Makeup Removers from Daily Concepts, and they're in our boutique. And they are cotton pads that you use as you would a regular cotton pad, but you wash them and reuse them. You do not throw them away. I have been using them a lot. It just makes me feel better. Every time I have to throw something away that I've only used it once, I feel gross. My next thing I want to change is like my contact lenses, because my contact lenses I wear dailies because I have to, because my prescription is so strong and my eyes get dry really quickly. And living in California, the monthlies dry out so fast, but like I hate that I throw away that plastic every day. So I'm trying to figure that out. That's not in our booth. But the other thing that is in our booth is the Shimmer Hologram Foil Mask and Paper Cloud Melting Cleansing Makeup Remover Bundle from Pure Aura, which is only $11. So that one's a bargain. And this one gives me complete joy because it's like little solid cleansing discs that you put in your hand and then you wet them and then you massage it up in your hand and it turns into a cleanser. So it's a solid cleanser, but it's totally portable. So it's brilliant for traveling. You know, that's always my jam. And they look like terrifying little murder masks because they've printed smiley faces on them and it's gone horribly wrong. They look like potato, McCain's potato faces, but that like they're going to kill you, but they're not going to kill you. They're actually going to clean your skin and be brilliant. But like, definitely go and check them out. Pure Aura are going to kill me. But guys, you asked me for my honest opinion, and that's my honest opinion. The product's very good, but it looks like it's going to murder me. Love it. The best thing about all these products, not only are they products that I chose, that I tested, that I stand by, that I will live and die on the hill of all these products. If you go to the Ontui boutique, as I say, the link's in our show notes and on our Instagram, and you use the code FULLCOVERAGEPOD20, you actually get 20% off everything in the booth. The boutique. We don't have a booth. I wish we had a booth. You get 20% off by using FULLCOVERAGEPOD20. This is an affiliate link. I will not lie to you. We will get a kickback. We get a tiny kickback, but you get 20% off. So boom. And if I wanted to rip you off, I would have chosen all 40 products and be like, oh my God, you guys, you should just use all of them. But a lot of them were like, ooh, coconut oil for your face. Don't agree with that. So I would not choose anything that was bad for your face, even though in theory it would have made us more money. So hopefully our integrity is intact here. And although now I'm like, oh, my tax bill's due. Who's got time for integrity when my tax bill is due? We live in a crazy world, you guys. But I really hope you enjoy our choices. And even if you don't, I just hope you will look at everyone. There's a bunch of different influencer boutiques. Hope you'll have a look at everyone. And just like, it's nice to support, to find a way to so easily support independent beauty products, because it can be really hard, as I say, to find them. And when the larger companies, Anderson agrees, the larger companies have marketing budgets and retail spend that the smaller companies don't, and they are always going to get your attention first, and they're going to get my attention first as well. That's totally fair. It's partly on me that I should be finding these things to tell you, because you know, when someone's got a big mailing budget, they send their product to everyone, they buy adverts everywhere, they put it in the front of store in Sephora, or the front of store in Space NK, or the front of store in Boots, and you see their product first, so you think about their product first. The indie companies cannot do that. They are smaller companies run by people who really care about what they're doing, and they're just relying on word of mouth. This is my mouth telling you those words. So hopefully you will go and check it out. And even if you don't like pick up anything from our boutique, I'm not going to be mad about it. But hopefully it just turns you on some indie brands that you can investigate in the future. So that's that. We are going to take a quick break now, and then we'll be back with Brianna Wheeler. I love her so much. She's so soothing and also really informative. How is that possible? We'll be back with Brianna Wheeler right after this.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Very exciting. We're actually sitting down with a human who knows what they're talking about today, which is a big deal for me.
I'm excited to be here.
So we have Brianna Wheeler, who's also Hank. I should qualify that Hank is here also, who is the most adorable dog in the whole world.
Hank is here. So you might hear some...
He's just hanging out behind me right now, and I like it. I like to think he just wants to see what really goes on in a podcast recording.
He does.
Is he
planning? He likes the behind the scenes.
Are you going to start your own podcast, Hank? Is that what this is? It's possible.
Possible.
I mean, he seems to have a lot to say.
So. We'll just jump from Instagram right just to podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's the right way to pivot. It's 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's trying to cover all of his bases. I'm going to stop petting Hank and I'm going to ask you questions. Hello, Brianna. I will have already explained some of this to the listeners because this is in the middle of the episode and they're used to this level of professionalism. But to explain again, you and I met when I came to you for, I think it was lip injections the first time.
Yep.
Was it? Fantastic.
Exactly.
Yes, I knew that. It's my face. I knew what I put into it, I swear. And I met you the best way, I think, to meet anyone who does such a thing is through a recommendation from a friend.
Oh, that's great. I never knew that.
Yes, it was my friend Alana. So yeah, what we wanted to do today is for me to just play with Hank forever. But that's not going to help our listeners.
Sorry.
No, I love it. He's in love with all my stuff because it smells like cats. I wish I would have brought him. I would have brought Anderson. I couldn't.
He is digging
allergic.
Through your bag right now.
Yeah,
so he might go home with you.
There's nothing else in there, but you would fit, sir. But yeah, what I thought we would do is just chat through some of your treatments and procedures that you like to give and employ and answer some questions because we have a bunch of listeners who are so curious.
Perfect.
About what happens in these appointments and what the different treatments that are available these days. There's so many now. They're all so different. They have different treatments for different people for different conditions. And I think it gets very confusing. So
yeah. No, I'd love to.
Let's start out by having you explain who you are and not me do it terribly poorly because
sure.
I'm entirely distracted by your amazing dog.
No, that's perfect. So I'm a nurse practitioner. I specialize in dermatology and specifically cosmetic dermatology now. I've been a nurse practitioner for 8 years. And then before that, I was a nurse. So I've been a nurse for 11 years. And then I decided to go back for my master's, get my nurse practitioner. And that's when I decided to specialize in skin and aesthetics. Mm-hmm. So I work at Facile. It's in West Hollywood in Pasadena. And I see patients, you know, for all kinds of skin treatments. So whether it's, I mean, we do some medical, if it's acne, you know, we do acne treatments and mm-hmm. regimens, and then a lot of cosmetic treatments. And I'm tend to specialize, like I'm very conservative and subtle and natural. So that would be what I love and specialize in.
Excellent. Let's start right there then. Let's start with the acne question, because that is something that I know I have come to you and asked you about. And I talked about this on the last episode with our listeners that I had previously been on spironolactone for my acne. I have had to come off it because my doctor did a blood test and my liver enzymes were just way off the charts.
Oh no.
And that was not being checked by my old doctor. Yay.
Wow.
But I'm fine. Good. It's a side effect of the spironolactone in some people.
Yeah.
So I've had to come off of it, which is really frustrating. Yeah, because it was great. It worked so perfectly for me. But that does mean now I have my eye on alternative acne treatments should it decide to reappear.
Yeah.
What are you loving right now for acne?
So yeah, that is so hard to come off spironolactone because I feel like spironolactone just kind of covers you. You know, when you have that like adult female hormonal acne, it just covers you. And so then you can kind of live more like a normal person. You know, it's like you can use normal products.
Hormonal treatment in it.
Yeah, it's so good. But you know, it's not for everyone. I had to get off of it too for pregnancy. So I know all about that because I was on it as well. So the other options, I mean, when you get off of spironolactone, I think you do have to get more diligent about what you're putting on your skin, you know, because spironolactone can use kind of everything. And then once you get off of it, you have to use things that are more for acne prone skin.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's that piece. I have started this new treatment that is super exciting. I've started at Facile. It's called Sebacia, and, it's going to be, and I say going to be because we just started it, but it's been around for a couple years.
Hank agrees. Guys, Hank is going to have some comments on this podcast and I support it. You should speak up whenever you feel like you have something to say. Okay, Hank?
Cool. I think he might want a treatment.
But he's a little left out. Yeah. I'd love to know more about it.
Treatment. So what's so great about it is like really there hasn't been one treatment. I've been in aesthetics for a while. There hasn't been one treatment for acne that I could be like, this really significantly helps your acne. You know, this is going to help long term, not just like every week for facials and things like that.
Yep.
So the amazing thing about Sebacia is that they did FDA trials and it actually helps pretty much as Accutane without any of the side effects.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's three treatments. We massage in gold particles into the skin.
I like it.
And then and then the laser actually targets the gold in the pores. Mm-hmm. So the gold, it's not like anything fancy about the gold. It's that it allows the laser to target that into the pores, and then it shrinks the oil glands.
Okay.
So, and that's more of like a permanent result. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like a very super exciting thing for acne because it can have lasting mm-hmm. results, yeah. kind of like Accutane would.
Wow, that's really exciting.
I know.
She says, looking at her calendar.
Yeah.
It's big news. I'm like, I don't think my insurance will cover it, but it's a thing to think about.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, not covered by insurance. Hopefully one day it would be because, you know, Accutane alone can be so expensive. So why wouldn't they cover something?
It would just be
similar.
Really nice if more doctors took things like acne more seriously. Yeah. I think that would be fun for everyone involved.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's so stressful.
Yeah.
If people don't have access to sebacea, what kind of products do you like? Are there any particular ingredients that you recommend for people suffering with acne?
So I think it's really important to stick with like a really basic, simple regimen. Mm-hmm. And then go from there. I think one of the things people do is like they kind of get everything for acne, you know, but then everything turns out to be drying and then cause redness and inflammation. But I think it's, you have to find your like safe zone, like the most basic regimen. And then you add little things like I love an ingredient niacinamide. Mm-hmm. And so I love that for redness and for acne, but you know, it's kind of like an extra. So usually I would say find like a really simple face wash, really light moisturizer, you know, just sunscreen that doesn't break you out. And that's hard to find too.
Yeah.
And then you add little things like PCA makes something called Clear Skin and it has niacinamide in it. Mm-hmm. But I know that like, I think Paula's Choice has something with niacinamide. And
The Ordinary has the Ordinary, as
yeah.
well.
Mm-hmm. Azelaic acid is another really nice ingredient that I love. And Paula's Choice and The Ordinary both have that ingredient in it. And then I really believe in retinols for acne, but it can be a little hard, I think, on your own when you're trying them because, you know, you go over the counter and it's not effective. And then when you try prescription, it can cause a lot of dryness and flaking. So I feel like sometimes that's where it's worth either just looking more into it of how to make it doable or going to see someone that can kind of walk you through the process. Yeah. But I really like retinol for acne.
We do. We get a lot of questions about retinol.
Yeah.
And how to make it not peel your skin off. Because I think there's a lot of myths around what retinol is. And people think of it often as an exfoliant. And it's not an exfoliant, right? Can you explain a little bit more about how it works?
So, I mean, it turns over your skin cells. But that's one reason, like, it's causing that flaking. And that flaking is not a terrible thing. I think some people, the minute they see it, they think, oh, it's drying my skin out. I'm going to stop. But, you know, and we also don't want just flaking skin forever. So there's kind of that balance. But I think the best way to work it in, if it's causing that, is one, to just use it less often, you know, if you're not loving the flaking, or to either mix it with your moisturizer or put a moisturizer on first.
Okay.
I think that's just a way to make it more doable. It makes it less potent, but then it makes it usable. And then one day, like when your skin kind of becomes used to it, then you can start using it underneath your moisturizer and like using it nightly.
Awesome. Another treatment that I know you talk about a lot on your Instagram. We're going to put your Instagram in the notes because everyone should follow it because it's really helpful.
Thank you.
Like, well done. I'm like, oh my God, an Instagram that's cute, but also helpful.
Thanks.
Appreciated. You're very welcome. Thank you. But a treatment you talk about a lot, microneedling.
Yes.
Which I think is still relatively new to a lot of people. They're not entirely sure what it is. Can you walk us through what that is and who it's for and what the results would be?
Yep. So one of my favorite treatments, like personally and just for almost all patients. The one thing is it's not for people with active acne. And I think that's the confusing part. But, you know, active acne is, there's inflammation going on. So we don't want to inflame anything. And so, but it's perfect for those recovering from acne, have a little, you know, acne scars, or someone that just wants a really natural anti-aging treatment. It helps with stimulating collagen. So when we do a medical grade microneedling treatment, it's this device that has like 12 little needles that go into the skin at like a controlled depth, and they go in perpendicular. So unlike like the micro rolling, like you can do at home, that can sometimes drag onto the skin. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can cause more issues. Not always. Like there's certain people that can do it well, and I feel like they have good success with it.
Yeah.
But when the microneedles go perpendicular into the skin, it's creating more of a controlled injury. It's going deeper, which we really need for like significant results.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I'm controlling the depth too. So I'm kind of controlling that safety of it, but it's really, it's going deep enough to stimulate collagen. And so it helps with like fine lines. It helps with acne scars, brightens the skin tone, pretty much everything. I mean, it even helps with redness, although it's kind of confusing how that works, but just by stimulating collagen, it really helps with everything. Yeah.
I guess if it thickens, not thickens, but if it builds the collagen, it makes the skin more plump. So you're not going to see the redness as easily.
Exactly. Totally. Even dark under eyes. Cause that same thing, like what you described. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Under eyes is a nightmare. We get so many people asking about it. It's like, it's partly might be hereditary and there's nothing
totally.
We can do. We're sorry.
I know. It's definitely, there's a hereditary component, but I do think microneedling is one of my favorite for it.
Yeah.
Because unlike a laser that can't really go close to that lash line, mm-hmm. microneedling, it's very safe to go all the way up into the eye. Yeah. Like up until the eye.
We're not putting needles in our eyes, people. Yeah. We're not doing it. A friend of mine got permanent tattooed tight liner on the inside of, you know, under into the lash line.
That's brave.
It was brave. I'm not that person. No. That was not for me.
I think it's
amazing.
Also very painful.
No, thank you. Yes, I cannot even begin. I have tattoos. Could not even begin to imagine.
I don't think you can put numbing cream there. Like
no,
that would.
Because it's in your eye. It's mental.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. But, so this is not that.
Not that. But it can go right up until the lash line, which is really nice.
Cream. Yes, yeah. Really. So that's good.
And we do numbing cream.
Yeah. I was going to ask about the discomfort level and the recovery time on that.
So it's totally doable with numbing. I would say, you know, I do have a select few that do it without, and that's only because they might, really not love the feeling of numbing, or if pregnancy, you can't do numbing, but microneedling alone is safe. Those are the only times I would suggest not numbing because, you know, it's the numbing cream is fine. It's not going to do anything to your body and you may as well just be more comfortable.
Yeah.
But with numbing, I mean, it's so doable. Yeah. Like everyone is surprised. I think a lot more people are a little scared of it. You know, they'll be like, and they... like the first time they sit in my chair, they're always nervous. And then after 100% of the time, they're like, that's easier than I thought.
Yeah. So. And again, I would recommend your Instagram for that because you show the procedure itself.
Yeah, I try to just so you kind of know what to expect. And then I try to include like how to prep for it or how to recover. And because those things can be scary when it's your first time. And then after your first time, you're like, oh yeah, this is easy. Yeah. I can do this.
like so many things.
Yeah.
Hank.
Yeah.
he's fine now. He's very happy boy. Another treatment I want to ask you about, because I think this is definitely one that there's a lot of confusion about, PRP.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What does it do? Who has it? Is it a vampire? Please answer my question.
So PRP is another favorite and actually goes with microneedling a lot of the times because it just pairs really well with it. Mm-hmm. And we can microneedle the PRP into your skin. So what PRP is it stands for platelet-rich plasma. And that's from your own body. So we draw your blood, we spin it, and then we separate the plasma.
I know it's not funny. It's I know there's a machine involved.
There's a machine.
But I just
I'm not
imagine
back
someone
in the...
spin it around.
I'm not in the background just spinning. But,
like cocktail.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it kind of feels like that because you're like, you know, separating. And but we take out the plasma because that's what's rich in the growth factors. And that's what is going to stimulate more collagen. And so, you know, we separate that. And it's actually gold. So a lot of times, you know, people think... or assume it might be like this bloody red, mm-hmm. you know, but it's actually a gold color, which is a little bit nicer. Mm. And that can either be injected into the skin or microneedled into the skin.
Okay.
And it helps with, you know, it boosts collagen. It also helps with healing. So like after microneedle, I'll also apply it onto the skin topically to help with healing, but it pretty much helps with anything. And the beauty is there's really no negative other than kind of getting over that you have to get your blood drawn. And that it's, you know, it's a little weird at first, but, there's no negative to it. Like the medical community has been using it for a while in like joints and, different medical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And So, I mean, we started using it in the face. I think it's definitely been in my career probably like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's only benefits. I've never seen one like major negative. So
that's exciting.
Yeah. I really love it.
You can just take stuff from yourself and make it work.
I know. Because there's no like allergic reaction.
Yeah.
I think in LA, the beauty too is like, I mean, there's no looking unnatural from it. And there's a lot of things that people are scared because they might look unnatural or something might form later or they might end up puffy. But with PRP, I mean, we can kind of go crazy and you're not going to look unnatural.
Yeah. So. Imagine. Yeah. Yeah. That is, I feel like an issue. I want to say in LA, but you see it more and more everywhere now.
Yeah. Where, no, it is everywhere.
Faces are becoming less natural. And if that's your jam and that's what you're going for, like all here for it. But it is sometimes odd to see that slightly unrealistic face out there.
And I think more and more people, at least my experience in LA, you know, you see the unnatural, but then a lot of people are really scared because they're seeing that in LA.
Yeah.
So you get like kind of two different clients, you know, someone that might be totally open for it and then the other that just scared to do anything because they're too afraid to look unnatural. Yeah. But
there's a happy balance, people.
Yeah, there is a balance.
A happy medium.
There is.
So one question, we actually had this from a bunch of different people. She says, looking at her phone, see if it was worded in a particular way, but I don't believe it was. A lot of people were asking us about Kybella.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel like Kybella is something I had a friend who did the treatment a couple of years ago and I've heard a lot about it around here. I think it's not been as popular in the UK. I don't know what its popularity is or who's doing it or what the licensing is in there right now. But it's definitely something that I think we're hearing more about in general.
Yeah.
Is that a treatment that you offer?
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of Kybella. I would say I pretty much stick with the zone, like the area of the face that was FDA approved. So Kybella is this acid that's actually found in the stomach that breaks down fat.
Okay.
And so they kind of extracted it, you know, they made it like it's a chemical. So they synthesized it and, it dissolves and breaks down fat, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So people are using it everywhere. So it was
I see the appeal, but oh my God.
Yeah.
Because it's permanent, right?
It is permanent fat reduction.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you know, we've been doing it for a while, but I've definitely become probably more and more careful with where, you know, I'm putting it just because it has that permanent result.
Yeah.
So some people are putting it into the face, but it was FDA approved originally for right under the neck, like for like kind of under the neck and below the jawline.
Okay. So a double chin type.
Double chin. Thing. Exactly. But it actually can really help with, if you put it kind of along the jawline underneath, it can really help sculpt the jawline too. So that's like a really great place to put it as well.
Yeah.
And I think when it first came out, people were like, oh, you have to have this like, you know, large double chin to be a candidate. And it's actually much easier if it's maybe not just a large double chin. It's more like genetically, you know, I've tried to work out, it's still there. That's when I think it's perfect for just dissolving the fat there.
Yeah.
But it dissolves by like, it's about 25%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So each treatment is about 25% of the fat, 20 to 25. So I think that's kind of relieving though, too, because then, you know, it's not going to get, I mean, for some people, some people want 100% fat gone, you know,
but
it's also like, you know, if it's kind of scary, it's like each treatment is a subtle treatment.
Yeah.
And then it gets better and better.
You want to be steady as she goes with anything permanent.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's my terrifying take on that. But that's, it's such an interesting treatment. She says immediately reaching for her own face. So one of the questions we were asked, which I don't know, we actually have never spoken about this, so I don't know if you have feelings on this.
Yeah.
But somebody had asked us about the, I say new, I guess not new, but new to us and to some of us, the thread facelifts.
Yeah.
That we're seeing more and more often these days. Have you had any experience in like seeing these, treating these? Any ideas on your feelings on these?
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of room there, like room for growth. I have been trained on them. I've done them on people, but I see a lot of younger clientele and clients that just really want like the most natural, not a lot of downsides. And the one thing I saw was, you know, I did it on a few patients and
you actually can get this kind of nerve sensation in your face for a while after that can last about a month. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like a zinging sensation afterwards because these threads are pulling.
Yeah.
And in your face. I think for some people that would be really hard because like they could deal with, you know, some kind of side effect for like a week after, but a month would be a little long.
Yeah.
I didn't see like significant results to where, you know, it's a pretty expensive procedure and it's really hard to ask patients to pay, you know, a really large amount if they're not going to see something significant in terms of like if they want to, you know, some people really want that subtle, but it's a lot to pay for subtle. So I think that was one of the hard things too.
Okay.
I do think though, I've seen a lot of people do it well, like, a lot of my colleagues are doing it really well and I support them 100% because I think could be a great treatment. Yeah. So
the way it works is you insert a thread under the skin and it kind of hooks in and then you pull it back.
Then pull it. Well, there's a few different threads.
Like, is that right? Yeah. She says, wincing as I even say it.
I know.
Like, that just sounds like Batman shot a grappling hook into your face and then climbed off a building.
It is. It's a little strange. And there's a couple different kinds of threads. There's one really kind of more invasive thread. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's called a barbed thread, or at least in one company it was called barbed. And it's basically, it was a thread underneath the skin. And then as you pull it back, it has little like kind of anchors that kind of keep it so that when you pull it, it kind of anchors into the skin to keep it lifted.
Yeah.
And that's the more invasive thread. That's the more
invasive.
I know. And so it has more potential for lifting,
yeah,
but it's pretty invasive and it's like, you know, it's a procedure that has some downtime.
I'm pulling such a face at you. I feel terrible. I wish everyone could see
that was,
face
I mean,
right now.
I was comfortable doing it, but I mean, it's that like when you explain it to someone, I mean, it's invasive.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So you have to really be ready for it. So I think someone that, you know, is doing more invasive procedures, I think that works. Like if you're doing like even mini facelifts and things like that, then I think it's that great like step before surgery, you know?
Yeah.
So I think if someone was really considering like a neck lift, something like that, and they may want to try that first, I do think that that would be the perfect place for it.
Okay.
Because it would be less invasive than surgery.
Yeah.
It would just, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot to go through.
It's a big, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
We're putting it onto the list of big things.
Yeah.
awesome. Noted. One question we get asked a lot, what is the difference between Botox and Dysport or Dysport? So I think this is something that is really hard to get your head around if you aren't someone who's in the industry of it, because you're seeing one person advertise one thing at one amount of money and the other thing at another amount of money, and it's like, what is the difference here? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so they're both wonderful. I use them both like every day on patients. They're two different companies basically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a couple different companies that make something like Botox. Botox was the first. Dysport came out. It's a different company that makes it. Some people use them completely like interchangeably. They would say it's the same. I noticed that Dysport is a little softer. So meaning like the feeling of it when you get it is softer. Mm-hmm. And then I think also the look, but if you do a ton of Dysport, it's not going to be a soft look. So it's also like you could make it kind of the same as well.
Yeah.
And you could also make Botox really soft and subtle too. But Dysport actually, when it's injected, it spreads a little bit more than Botox.
Okay.
So I find that's the way I can make it softer, is I can actually use less product because it's spreading.
Yeah.
Versus Botox, if it's not spreading, I need to use more, and then more is going to have a little bit more of a distinct result, like a little bit tighter maybe.
Yeah.
You know, for some a little smoother, and they like that. They should last the same, although when you use less product, like if I'm using less Dysport, that's going to not last as long.
Mm-hmm.
So some people think that Dysport doesn't last as long, but I think it's only because you can kind of get away with less.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense. Yeah. And for fillers, same question with all the different brand names.
It's a lot of different brands, but they're pretty different in how they act.
Yeah.
So I think some people are a little confused because one will be really expensive and the other will be cheaper. And so someone might be like, well, I just want the cheaper one. But I would really trust, you know, if you're trusting your provider, I would really trust their recommendation, because you can get an amazing result with one that's expensive. But if you just go for the cheaper, it'll be a completely different result, not just like more subtle. It'll just be completely different. So I think they all just do something different. So you just...
So Hank is just staring at me and he's like, why would you question her? She knows exactly what she's talking about. Thank you, Hank. His faith in you is...
Thanks for supporting me. Yeah.
It's really unwavering and I love it.
Yeah, so they're just there. And I like various products from all the different companies, just depending on what the patient wants, where we're putting it.
Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners? That anything they should be looking out for? Any new treatments on the horizon or any like old treatments that you just think are overlooked that we should be looking at?
That is tricky. I don't know. I mean, I think we talked about one of my favorites, the microneedling PRP. Sebacia is the new treatment that I'm doing. Yep. Threads is the new for the industry. So I feel like we kind of covered all that.
Look at us.
I know. So
like this
I think
like the most accidentally professional I've ever been.
No, but I think, and those are the questions I get too all the time. Like the difference between Botox and Dysport. I think, you know, everyone's asking that. Which one do you prefer?
My experience has been exactly as you said. I've definitely, the only time I've had Botox and or any sort of lifting line correcting treatment and not liked it, it was Botox. And I had it one time at a really well-established clinic. Not going to say where. Not going to throw it under the bus. It wasn't Facile. But I had it. It was a new person. The person I'd been to before previously left. They didn't tell me when I got there. They're like, yeah, with this new person. I'm like, oh, that's fun. And she, as I believe, used the same amount as I had had before, but it just felt so tight. Within 3 days, it was just, I felt like I was
too much
in shock all the time. And it didn't look as bad as it felt.
Yeah.
But it just felt very tight.
Yeah.
And it lasted a long time. And it was, it looked a little bit like Dracula. My eyebrows just lifted, you know, and that took a minute to hit in.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at those arched eyebrows. That's fun.
Yeah.
And with Dysport, I've never had that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But then I've also had great Botox where it hasn't done that.
Yep. Exactly. So, you can do Botox.
It's very much on the practitioner.
Way. Yeah.
Which is why I'm so pleased to have met you through a recommendation. Which is what we always say to our listeners, like try and get word of mouth, try and get good reviews from someone whose face you like.
Yeah.
Because it's your face.
Like, it is your face.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And that's another reason to be careful with like price shopping because like Facile is definitely probably one of the more high end places you can go. But my recommendation is going to be honest. My units are probably pretty low because I'm just going to recommend what you need and also really conservatively. You know, but I've had friends who are out of state or somewhere else and they recommended, you know, three times the amount of units. So they actually end up paying the same amount. So I'd be really careful with just price shopping. Cause I know some people, you know, it's really hard cause it's very expensive, but I would just do it if it's within your budget and if it's something that you really want to do and will make you feel the best.
Yes. And if you are in LA and want to visit Brianna at Facile, please note that you are right next door to Sir.
Oh,
so if you're on a Vanderpump tour or a Real Housewives tour, you can valet at the same place.
And exactly. It's just,
but like eat, then go get your lips done. Yeah, like don't do it the other way around.
The other way around would be fine. I mean, in West Hollywood, everyone's...
I mean, in West Hollywood, no one bats an eyelid.
No one bats an eye.
It's bonkers. Yeah, I have to get potentially a procedure on my nose later this year to correct some breathing stuff that I have.
Yeah.
And I was really freaking out about it. And my husband was just like, but why?
Yeah.
You live in LA.
Oh, no.
I'm like, and
great.
Now I'm seeing nose jobs everywhere. Everywhere I look now. It's that weird thing.
You see the recovery, like the little,
black
the splint.
And the little splint. And they're like, oh, look at all these ladies just having lunch with their nose job.
Totally.
I feel like there's a meetup group I could join. I don't know.
I love it. It'll be totally fine.
Yeah. That's definitely something to keep in mind if you're visiting and they want to come see you. And you're right in between, actually between Sir and Pomp and Tom Tom.
Yeah.
So you could do the full circuit.
It's perfect.
Don't get injections after you've been drinking alcohol before. Makes your blood thin.
Please.
I'm a terrible person. Thank you so
of
so
course.
Much. This was so helpful and so informative.
Of course. Thanks for coming over and thanks for
dealing
with
Hank. No, look, now he's super chill. He's like, I actually love podcasts.
Of course. Thanks, buddy.
But yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The depths of my love for that woman. I mean, she's pregnant. She is working, she has a child already, and she has a Hank, and she's moving house, and it's just like chaos, and she still found time to see me and chat to us, and I could not be more grateful. I love her so much. I want her to like just do all the things to my face, even the things I don't need, because it's just really soothing to sit and hang out with her. When she did my lip injections the first time, I could not believe how comfortable she made it. And like when she was doing it, and every time I would wince, she would sort of say, I know, I'm sorry, it's nearly done, I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh no, it's fine then. It was like you were a baby and your mom was like petting you. And it just made I'm sure she's listening to this and laughing now and saying, I didn't do that. And that's not me, but it's like you did and it was lovely. And your bedside manner, such as it is, because it's not a bed, it's a chair in a spa clinic. But it's so amazing. If you are ever in LA, I heartily recommend making an appointment to see Brianna for whatever it may be. Even if I know you go on the Facile website, check out what she does. Follow her on Instagram, please. All of the links, as I say, are in the show notes. She's just so wonderful and she's sharing knowledge. And so many people are just trying to sell you stuff. And Brianna actually is sharing knowledge and she wants people to be making educated choices and taking care of themselves. And that is actually an amazing thing, isn't it? Isn't it? Okay, it's time. Highlight of the week. I just think the longer Harry's away, the more this is making a mockery of my appalling singing. And the thing is, like, she's been off so long, I've had a cold that long. I have been sick as long as Harry has been off, and like, it's not helping. These are my excuses for my poor singing, and really there are no excuses other. It's just bad. Anyway, my highlight of the week, thank you for those of you who sang along. I feel in my heart that I know it and I heard you. My highlight of the week, firstly, will be Brianna Wheeler because she's the best. Second would be Hank because he's just adorable. And also, like, I do want to get my lip done again because I only get filler in my bottom lip. I've had it done 3 times, I think, and I just really love the effect, which is the only reason you should do it, because you love it, not because you think you should, not because society makes you want to do it, just because you like it. These are the reasons to do such things. But I would like to do it because I've got a bunch of new matte lipsticks that I really enjoy the effect of a boost in my lower lip when I wear a matte lipstick. And it is the new Luxe Liquid Lip from Colourpop. It's so good, you guys. You know I'm always like, how many times do I have to say, I'm like, I'm so over matte lipsticks, I'm so over it, I don't even care anymore. And then I keep coming and telling you about an amazing new matte lipstick. This is really, really, really nice. It's Colourpop, you know the deal. It's $8. I mean, that's a lot more than Colourpop used to be, but this is the Luxe formula and it's Velvet Luxe. It's absolutely stunningly beautiful. And even though it's a matte, it just feels so moisturizing. It's that kind of witchcraft lip that I can't quite get my head around. I have a couple of the shades. I have Buttercup and Air Kiss, Daily Dose, and Good Golly, Big Bang. So I got 2 reds and 2 corals because that's the color. They're the colors that I wear the most. The cats are now fighting, so that we're not going to have that. We're not going to have that. You're not going to fight over these ColourPop lipsticks because I've got 4 of them and there's 3 of us here. So you can have a lipstick each, okay? I get 2 because I pay the bills and I keep you in wet food. So less of that. No fighting. I now feel like Shakira. No fighting. I just watched the Super Bowl halftime show like 4 times in a row today. So we're all Shakira. But back to the ColourPop liquid lips, the Velvet Luxe lipstick. It's beautiful. It's really, really pretty. It feels so moisturizing. It gives this really, really soft, pretty velvet matte finish. A lot of ColourPop liquid lips, I think when they first came out, that's what they did. They were very famous for their matte liquid lipsticks. This is not that. I did not get along with those at all. They were incredibly drying. Not my jam. This is great. This just feels like balm and it looks stunning. And it does leave a bit of a stain on your lip because obviously it's the liquid lip. It does wear off. It's not that drying liquid lip, so it does wear off. But it does leave a stain, so you have a pretty color and you get that really pretty soft blurred edge look very easily. Or you can be more precise in your application and get a nice dramatic edge, which I really like. I've had them for about a week or so and I think I have worn one every single day. I just can't get over it. It's gorgeous. Obviously, there's a bunch of colours because it's ColourPop. They don't mess around. They are also doing lip bundles where you get 2 of the lipsticks for $15. which is a very nice deal. I got the bundle with the two reds in because I love me a matte red. So yeah, they're definite hard recommend. I absolutely love them. Well played ColourPop, always nice to recommend. An affordable highlight of the week, especially when we're still in winter. I know everyone's payday just hit, but I just always feel more poor in winter than I do in summer, because I feel like in summer there's more to do that's cheap. Because in winter, the only thing you can do that's cheap is just stay at home. Like, there's nothing else you can do, right? Like, yes, you can stay at home and play with your makeup, yay. But in summer, you can just go outside. You can be sat in your garden. You can sit in the park. You can go to the pub and sit outside. You can, like, just wander around. You can be doing stuff. In winter, it's like you're either in your house or you have to, like, make big plans and pay to, like, go to the pictures or something. It's very depressing. But, you know, according to Beauty, it's summer soon, so that's good to know. But yeah, definitely this is a nice affordable treat on the old ColourPop front. So thanks, guys. And thank you so much for listening. You know we love you. We know you love us. No. You know we love you. You know I massively appreciate your support. Thank you to everyone that's been supporting us on Patreon. It means the world to us. It keeps this podcast going, keeps the lights on. We love that. Actually, the lights aren't on and it's getting dark, so I must turn them on, which I can because of the Patreon. So thank you. We've also got our Facebook group, our beloved Full Coverage Facebook group. Head over to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Click the top pinned post. I've officially lost it. Harry has to come back next episode. She has to come back. She is coming back. I swear it. But yeah, click the top pinned post. It'll take you to our Beauty Banter group, and we will ask you a couple of quick questions. They're very simple questions. Hopefully you will answer them. Otherwise, we're in trouble. But answer the questions, join the group. We're nearly 4,000 strong now. This is insane. I can't wait to do our 4,000 member giveaway. It's going to be awesome. Also, follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/fullcoveragepod, and we're on there every day, so like come chat to us, tell us what you want to see on the Instagram here on the pod. We're trying to post some videos, we're trying to be around for more real-time chats, and yeah, it's been really fun. It's nice to have that beauty connection on told Instagrams. I'm on Instagram all the time chatting on nonsense about my cats and bagging on Jeff for not having done the dishes, but you know, it's nice to have someone to talk to about makeup. So that's what we're doing at Full Coverage Pot, so come check us out over there. And don't forget to check out our Ontui boutique. The link is in the show notes and it's on our Instagram, so that will be right there anytime you want to look at it. Don't forget to get your Full Coverage discount, Full Coverage Pod 20. Who doesn't love that? And that's it. I mean, goodness gracious me, that was a lot of information, wasn't it? Hopefully some of it was interesting. I imagine my cats having a fight over a lipstick was less interesting, but it was also a window into both what happens at my house and I think my soul. So with that, I will leave you. And again, thank you very, very much. We love you so much here at Full Coverage, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Bye.